It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
If it's Wednesday, the Senate is voting on the Women's Health Protection Act, which would codify Roe v. Wade into law. Unfortunately, Democrats need 60 votes to break a Republican filibuster, which they don't have. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer saying that this vote was about mobilizing voters, not passing legislation in a Congress where Democrats hold majorities but don't have the votes to defeat Republican filibusters or change the Senate rules to eliminate them. Not very Democratic. Meanwhile, on Tuesday, Senator Sheldon Whitehouse reiterated the need for a new FBI investigation into Brett Kavanaugh and his rushed confirmation to the Supreme Court. Tuesday was also primary day in Nebraska and West Virginia, and it was a mixed outcome for the former guy. In the Nebraska gubernatorial primary, Trump had endorsed businessman Charles Herbster, a man who's been credibly accused of groping and forcibly touching 8 women. Well, he lost. Actually, he placed second, missing out only by a few points, to hog producer and University of Nebraska regent Jim Pillen, who had been endorsed by the current governor, Pete Ricketts. In West Virginia, 2 incumbent members of Congress were competing to represent 1 seat as West Virginia lost a seat in the current round of redistricting. So in this case, the guy that Trump endorsed, Alex Mooney, beat the other guy, Congressman David McKinley. McKinley is a Trump supporter, but Trump criticized him because he dared to vote for the bipartisan infrastructure bill and for the creation of the January 6th committee. I guess no good deed goes unpunished. Next Tuesday is a big one with primaries being held in Idaho, Kentucky, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Oregon. Well, as expected, the Bureau of Labor Statistics this morning released new data that shows that inflation may have peaked, even though we're still feeling maximum pain. In April, the Consumer Price Index rose 8.3% compared with a year ago and 0.3% compared to the month before. That's the slowest increase since last summer. And that's a good indicator. So it's encouraging news, but we've still got a long slog ahead. President Biden on Tuesday defended his efforts to fight inflation, telling the country that reining in rising prices is his top domestic priority. The White House has said that inflation was being fueled by pandemic-caused supply chain bottlenecks and Russia's invasion of Ukraine, which has disrupted oil markets and drove up costs. Biden also accused, quote, ultra-MAGA Republicans of exploiting frustration over inflation to push their, quote, extreme agenda. Sounds about right to me. Well, a tense situation is getting even more tense after reports that Palestinian-American reporter Shireen Abu Akleh died on Wednesday after being shot in the head while covering Israeli raids in the Jenin refugee camp in the West Bank. Palestinian authorities and Al Jazeera accused Israeli forces of shooting the 51-year-old longtime Al Jazeera correspondent. Al Jazeera saying that Israeli forces shot Abu Akleh, quote, in cold blood, even though she had been clearly wearing a press jacket that identifies her as a journalist. Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett said, no, that it must have been Palestinian militants firing indiscriminately who were responsible for her death. Well, the Palestinian Health Ministry said a second journalist, Ali Al-Samoudi, of the Jerusalem-based Al-Quds newspaper, was also wounded by gunfire. Protests are ramping up throughout the region as the Foreign Press Association, Reporters Without Borders, the International Federation of Journalists, and others are condemning the killing and demanding a full, immediate, and transparent investigation into her death. Stay tuned.
We're number one, damn it!
Yeah, we are. The firearm homicide rate in the United States has hit its highest level since 1994, jumping by 35% in 2020 compared to 2019, all this according to data published Tuesday by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The rates among Black boys and men aged 10 to 44 and among American Indian or Alaska Native men aged 25 to 44 showed the largest increases. CDC researchers writing in the report that the COVID-19 pandemic might have exacerbated existing social and economic stressors that increase risk for homicide and suicide, particularly among certain racial and ethnic communities. 79% of homicides and 53% of suicides involve guns. The House of Representatives on Tuesday passed a roughly $40 billion bill to deliver aid to Ukraine as it continues to face Russia's assault. The measure now goes to the Senate before it heads to President Biden to be signed into law. According to the measure, billions of dollars will be used to send military equipment and weapons from U.S. stocks to Ukraine and to purchase weapons from contractors, among other allocations. Ukrainian President Zelensky thanked Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the friends of his country for approving the bill. This latest round of funding comes as Belarus, a Russian ally, said it will deploy special forces to the border of Ukraine because, quote, the United States and its allies continue to increase their military presence at the state borders. Lovely. Meanwhile, Russia's assault has now set its sights on the key city of Odessa. Ukraine on Tuesday said that a counteroffensive by its forces has taken back four villages that Russia had previously seized near the northeastern city of Kharkiv. But our director of national intelligence, Avril Haines, testified on Tuesday that U.S. intelligence assessments are finding that Russia appears to be preparing for a prolonged conflict that could become, quote, more unpredictable and escalatory due to a mismatch between what Vladimir Putin wants and what his military can deliver. And finally, still using an iPod? Well, hold on to it. It might be worth something one day. Apple, now saying since its technology is included on every iPhone, is discontinuing its last iPod model. They'll still sell them until the current inventory runs out. And then, well, I guess you got a collector's item on your hands. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com and please click on that donate button.